Welcome to the deep dive. If you're here, you probably want your website to, well, actually get found online, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Get those visitors coming in without wading through tons of confusing stuff.
Exactly. And today we're digging into an article by Chris Bradley over at Double Dome. It's all about boosting website visibility.
It's a really practical piece. Our mission here is basically to pull out the key steps, the things you can, you know, actually do.
Think of it like your fast track to understanding SEO, search engine optimization. Sounds technical, maybe?
A little, perhaps.
But really, at its heart, it's just about making sure your site pops up when people search for the things you offer. Like getting the best spot on the main street, but online.
And Bradley lays it out really nicely. 6 steps. It takes something that feels huge and kind of breaks it down.
Makes it manageable, not just guesswork.
Right. A system for getting seen online and attracting the people you actually want to reach.
Okay, let's jump in. First up, Bradley says, research targeted keywords. Seems like the foundation.
It really is. You have to figure out what terms people are actually using in search engines.
Well, they type into Google, basically.
Exactly. What language do they use? And you also need to scope out the competition for those terms.
And it's not just single words, is it? He mentions looking at phrases, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Longer phrases, what they call long tail keywords. Someone looking for something specific types those in.
And the competition might be lower for those?
Often, yeah.
Right.
And the traffic is usually really targeted, people who know what they want.
Okay. Bradley points to tools like Google AdWords Keyword Planner and Moz Keyword Explorer. What do these actually tell you?
They're super helpful. They give you search volume, like how many people are searching for a specific term each month.
Okay, so popularity.
Right. And crucially, they show you the competition level. How many other sites are fighting for that same keyword?
So you can find that sweet spot, decent searches, but not impossible competition.
Exactly. Especially if you're just starting out, you need to find those openings.
All right, so you do the research, you get your list of keywords. What's the very next thing? What do you do with them?
Well, that leads straight into step two, optimizing your website content. You need to weave those keywords into your site.
Weave them in, okay. Mm-hmm. Not just stuff them everywhere, I guess.
Definitely not. Strategic placement is key. Bradley points out important spots.
Right, where?
Like your website header, that's prime real estate for search engines and visitors. Page titles are huge, too.
The title that shows up in the search results?
Yeah, that one. Needs to be clear and use the keywords naturally, and obviously the main body content itself.
Yeah.
Right for humans, but be mindful of the terms.
He also mentions meta tags and alt tags. Quick refresher for anyone fuzzy on those.
Sure. Meta tags are bits of code. The title tag we just mentioned in the meta description, that little summary under the link in search results. Keywords there help search engines and encourage clicks.
Okay, and alt tags.
Those are text descriptions for images. Search engines can't see images, so alt tags tell them what they're about. Good for SEO, good for accessibility too. Another place for relevant keywords.
Got it. Now, Bradley also brings up off-page stuff, things outside your site, like guest blogging and social media links. How does that tie into content optimization?
Think of it as building street cred for your website.
Hmm.
When another reputable site links to you, maybe from a guest post you wrote, it signals to search engines that your site is trustworthy, that it has authority. It's like an endorsement.
And social media links.
Sharing your stuff on social media gets more eyes on it, increases the chance others will see it and maybe link to it. All these external links boost your site's authority, and that directly helps your rankings.
Right. Credibility by association makes total sense. Okay, so keywords are in, content's looking good, maybe we're getting some links. How do we know if it's, you know, working?
That's step three, monitoring results.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to track what's going on.
And Bradley suggests tools like Google Analytics.
Yeah, Google Analytics, other webmaster tools.
Yeah.
They're essential for seeing performance.
What are we looking for specifically in those tools, SEO-wise?
You want to see how many visitors are coming from organic search. People finding you through a search engine, not ads.
Okay. Not direct traffic or paid clicks.
Exactly. And even better, these tools can show you the actual keywords people type to find you.
Ah, that's gold.
It really is.
Yeah.
It tells you if your keyword strategy is hitting the mark. Are the right people finding you for the right reasons?
So you can see which keywords are winners and which ones maybe aren't pulling their weight.
Precisely. This data is what lets you refine things. You see what's working, what's not.
Okay, cool. So we're tracking, hopefully seeing good signs. What's the next piece of this puzzle?
Yeah.
Step four, Building links.
Link building. Yep. Super important. Like we touched on with off-page stuff, this is the active process of getting other sites to link back to yours.
And guest blogging comes up again here.
It does. Bradley highlights it because it works so well. You share your knowledge, reach a new audience, and usually get a valuable link back. Win-win.
What else? Social media. Directories.
Yeah, social media helps. Visibility can lead to links.
Uh-huh.
Online directories. Maybe not as powerful as they once were, but still useful for getting listed in relevant places.
Bradley really hammers home how crucial links are for ranking. Why do search engines care so much about who links to you?
They basically see links as votes. If a respected site links to you, it's like a vote of confidence. It tells search engines your content is likely valuable and trustworthy.
So more quality votes mean higher authority.
Generally, yes. The more high-quality, relevant sites linking to you, the more authority search engines give your site, and the higher you tend to rank.
Interesting. So it's not just any link. The quality matters.
Oh, absolutely. Quality over quantity. Mm. One link from a major industry site, it's worth way more than tons of links from random, low-quality directories. Think of it like academic citations. A citation from a top journal carries more weight.
Got it. Quality endorsements. Okay, so research, optimize, monitor, build links. We're getting there. What's step five? Adjusting tactics.
This is key. SEO isn't a set it and forget it thing. It's dynamic. You have to be ready to adapt.
So constantly watching your rankings for those target keywords.
Exactly. Bradley stresses continuous monitoring. Are you moving up, staying flat, dropping?
And what signals that we need to change things up?
Well, if your rankings aren't improving like you expect, or organic traffic isn't growing, that's a big sign.
Time to reevaluate.
Right. Maybe you need to revisit your keywords. Maybe tweak your on-page content. Maybe double down on link building.
So it's about analyzing the data from step three and being willing to shift strategy.
Absolutely. You look at what the monitoring tells you and adjust course. Maybe you need different content, or maybe you need to promote the content you have more effectively. It's an ongoing cycle.
How often should people be looking at this? Monthly? Right. Quarterly?
There's no single answer, but checking in monthly is usually a good starting point. It lets you spot trends without reacting to every tiny fluctuation.
Makes sense. Be flexible. Be data informed. Okay, that leads us nicely to the final step Bradley outlines. Keep up with the latest trends.
Crucial. The world of SEO changes constantly because search engine algorithms are always evolving.
Google and others are always tweaking things.
Always. So you need to stay informed about major updates, new best practices. What worked last year might be less effective now or even harmful. You need to ensure your site stays compliant.
And he also says to watch your competitors. How does that help?
Looking at what competitors are doing, what keywords they rank for, what kind of content works for them, where their links come from, gives you valuable intel.
Not to copy them blindly, but...
Exactly. It's about understanding the landscape, what's working in your niche, are there opportunities they're missing that you could grab? It helps you stay competitive.
So continuous learning is baked into the process.
Absolutely. Algorithm updates can really shake things up, so staying informed keeps you from falling behind.
Okay, so let's try and synthesize this. We've walked through Bradley's six steps. What's the big picture takeaway here?
I think the main thing is seeing how interconnected these steps are. You can't just pick one. Keyword research informs content. Content attracts links. Monitoring tells you what to adjust. Staying current keeps everything effective.
It's a cycle?
It's a continuous cycle, yeah. All aimed at making your site visible and valuable to the right audience. It starts with understanding needs, meeting them with content, building trust, measuring, adapting, and learning.
So to sum it up for everyone listening, this deep dive into Chris Bradley's advice gives us a clear framework. Figure out search terms, optimize your site, build authority with links, watch your results, be ready to pivot, and keep learning.
That's it. It's not magic, it's strategic, ongoing work. But stick with these areas and you'll see improvements in ranking and traffic. It's about consistency.
Right. So thinking about these six steps, research, optimization, monitoring, links, adjustments, and trends, here's something to ponder. What's one single thing you can do today to kickstart or refine your own website's SEO strategy? That's your thought for after this deep dive. Thanks for tuning in.